This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We are commercial free on your home of the Dallas Cowboys and the Texas Rangers. This radio station with dual coverage for the first time ever, maybe in the history of DFW Sports Radio, with the KMC Masterpiece and the G-Bag Nation in surprise for Rangers baseball. And we are heading to the Combine in Indianapolis right after the show. How quick was your packing and what is your excitement? I will say this. I'm more excited for this trip than any of the other ones. I usually dread the traveling, dread the earlier wake-up times. This is quick. It's short. It's East Coast. It's head on a swivel with stars and big names walking around all over the street, I'm expecting, and it's steakhouses for the next 2 days. So that is my mentality, and that is why I'm very excited to head to Indy right after this. And my packing, it better be a carry-on bag. It's just a duffel bag, but it's like a bigger duffel bag because I want to be able to land back at DFW Airport. We'll get to that story in a second and chopping it up and walk right out to the rideshare. But short, simple, sweet. Didn't even need a lot of the wife's assistance for packing for this trip. So check, check, check.
Man, you sound very Gen Z carrying a duffel bag. No wheels?
No wheels.
Very Gen Z. They're trying to bring it back. They're bringing it back like the
Gen Z. That's Chris Arnold and Tim Collins.
I've seen them
pack for a week in Indy with a duffel bag.
See, but that all comes back around, right? Gen Z is copying the old folk. Ruben got the Fuji camera, the disposable camera, right? It's vintage.
While wearing bell bottoms.
What did he say in New Orleans about like they just take things and rename them?
Yeah.
That's what Gen Z does with all their stupid trends. They act like this is this cool thing we created. It's like literally everybody's been doing that, but okay, whatever.
So yeah, I like the duffel bag look. I don't have one. Or I do. I just don't know where it is.
I don't know how long it took Kristen to pack for me. Maybe like 2 hours or something. I don't know. She just was like, do you want this? And I'd be like, yep. And then she threw it in back. I have no idea what's actually in my bag right now.
Made her drop you off at 5 a.m. too.
Didn't make her. She wanted to.
You didn't. So, you ruled out getting an Uber yesterday.
No. But I had said I would just park there. And she's like, I don't know when to get the car though after that. Blah, blah. And I was like, I don't know. These are all the options. We could do this. And one of them was, you could drop me off and just take the car back in the morning if you want. And she's like, I'll do that. And so she picked that one. I gave her multiple choice. I'm a benevolent leader. I don't force people, you know?
Pepe, what's your level of FOMO for this one? Where are you throwing the combine trip into the levels of missing out?
Well, this is now two trips this year, that I've missed out. You know, Super Bowl week in New Orleans, and now a combine I've missed out on. And the FOMO hit me so hard, I had to book a trip to Boston next month. So I'll be going on my trip where you guys can have the FOMO and everything else and do the steakhouse pictures, which I already have a reservation for.
You couldn't even pull the trigger on a steak in Costco the other day.
It was lobster.
Oh, sorry. It was lobster. Okay.
And aren't you taking another trip in the summer?
Yeah, I got a couple planned up here.
Look at this. Yeah. Jeez.
All right. What
do we need to see and find out in Indianapolis?
So, yeah, the scouting combine is like we were just talking about here. It's the most unique setup that exists in the NFL in terms of just the people who are around there, the people that you interact with, the stuff that will go on there. You've got all sorts of meetings that are being had between agents and teams and finding out, you know, what players they're interested in, whether that's the draft or free agency. This is when you start hearing about somebody's plans, if there's a potential cut on the horizon. So it's a unique spot because all these leaders get together. It's like the baseball winter meetings when they all get together and just anything can happen because of everyone being in the same spot. So while we're there, we should be able to get the answers to a lot of different questions, whether on the record or off.
Well, as you said last night, you can't run, you can't hide. The Ravens have to address Justin Tucker.
Yeah, exactly like that. So the Ravens, who have ducked all sort of responsibility from talking, they've been like Nico Harrison after the trade, just not making any appearances to talk to anybody. At the combine, you have to talk. It's part of generally your media obligations with the league. Mm-hmm. So even if you don't want to stand up there at the podium, you got to put in some time. So when they go up there and stand up there, and Eric DaCosta has to now answer questions about Justin Tucker after avoiding it for as long as he did, he does have to say, yeah, look, NFL's investigating, obviously very serious, don't want to rush to any judgment until we see conclusions, but those are the kind of things that you get. That's the stuff you get on the record in the steakhouses at night or just running around town. You're going to get even more information. So here are the five things I think we need to find out about the Cowboys this week. Number one, got to find out who the handful of names are that could be in play at 12, because right now I think everybody's just been guessing. Like, for the most part, I think they know Genty's a good player and they need a running back. You know, maybe they could use a receiver. Is Luther Burden from Missouri going to be the best one sitting there? Probably. All right, let's mock him there. You're just trying to connect names to needs and general consensus on those players without finding out, does Dallas even like that player? Did Dallas meet with that guy? We're going to see all the formal visits that they have while they're at the combine.
Like Oregon Edge Jordan Birch saying he formally met with the Cowboys on Monday night.
Exactly. So you get, and those meetings are the ones that you see occasionally. You'll see like a documentary or something posted to a team's social media account after they draft somebody of, like, I remember Carson Wentz when he got picked by the Eagles. They showed this meeting that they had with him where he's just in this room with them, this suite, and going over film and doing stuff on a whiteboard. That's what this opportunity is for those players. It's a chance to really get to know, what do they know, what's their character like, how do they interact with people. When Nick Harris went to this on Monday, this is where we found out that A.D. Mitchell, the receiver, was not going to be picked by a lot of teams, was because of how he handled his interviews. So you're going to get some decisions made this week and get a better understanding. You're going to start hearing some buzz starting next week of, maybe this person could be in play for Dallas at 12. Maybe this person, and names that we haven't necessarily heard yet, like Genty or Burden or different people like that. Two, they are on that bus a lot this week, Jerry is. And they're having all sorts of meetings and having all sorts of discussions with different people.
Is the bus like parked in a central location?
So what will happen is when they get to town, yeah, they will park it. I mean, they use it to get around town, but they'll park it usually out in front of the Marriott. And so it's just kind of sitting out there. But this is going to be Rico Dowdle, Oso Digizua, DeMarcus Lawrence, different guys like that, starting to get an understanding of who's actually going to be back here. Terrence Steele, is Steele going to be back? Which it sounds like it's trending more towards he will be back, because Stephen Jones gave comments this week that said Clayton Adams really likes him and has already, you know, dived deep. And that's a big part of what they're looking forward to, is the work that he's going to do with Terrence Steele. So it doesn't sound like he's going to be somebody they're going to move on from. But this will give us an idea of, is D-Law coming back? Is Osa in play? How much is he going to cost? You're going to start hearing that stuff trickle out. And D-Law specifically, Steven mentioned this the other day, his media availability. He had said that he didn't want to he didn't want to say too much. He was very vague. And he said, you know, I think we'll just leave it up to him to talk. And so it sounds like, all right, that almost sounds like you're anticipating maybe a retirement. Or you could be looking at something that's in DeMarcus Lawrence's court that he needs to speak on and that the Cowboys don't want to chime in on until he does. So I think that that's going to be a big part of this, is finding out how much Rico's potentially worth and those different things that exist. Three.
God, he's been in the league 11 years.
Yeah, I know. I mean, same draft class as Zach Martin. That was their first two picks, were Zach Martin and DeMarcus Lawrence that year. Find out what exactly happened. This is the thing I'm most interested in.
We'll find out.
I want to find out what exactly happened from the report on a Friday that said they were working to bring back Mike McCarthy to some 2 weeks later, Brian Schottenheimer's getting hired. We've heard enough about McCarthy said, I walked away, and then go, no, it was this. You're more likely, I think, to get relevant details this week that will flesh out that picture and go, how did that miscommunication happen? Were they actually determined on Friday to do it and it fell apart? Or was that bad info that somebody was leaking to maybe press the Cowboys to get into negotiations? This will be a week where you're going to hear all about any unheard details previously of how that negotiation went.
But, okay, so we will. How much of that, though, is it's all going to be one side information?
No, not typically. So when you're out there, because it's everybody in the league, anybody who would have...
That's why you make them drink martinis.
anybody who's dealt with Mike McCarthy or is friendly with Mike McCarthy around the league, it all goes around to where people end up having a good idea there in Indianapolis.
That's the thing that bothers me. There's a lot that bothers me. But Todd Archer was right. Jay Glazer confirmed it, yep, even though the Cowboys argued against it, that they gave Mike... was it 3 years? Three versus five? Mm-hmm. And Mike wanted five. So, like, did you want him? Like, is that the person you want as your wife? Or is that person just willing to accept a lot of your bad habits? Like, is that your chosen one? Pick the person you think is the Super Bowl winning coach. Not the one, okay, he'll take the 3 years. That infuriates me that that's in my mind as their head coaching checklist.
And by the way,
you're not good enough if you want five, but you're good enough if you want three. No. Are you good enough or not?
Did no one say...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's just make it four?
Right.
Like, right? No one's to say, hey, why don't we just meet in the middle here?
Well, Bobby's of the belief.
Yeah, go ahead.
All this was fake negotiating. All this was for window dressing. That they either wanted to force him to say no, be so insulted he walked away, or vice versa, right?
Yeah, that's sort of like basically a make it so uncomfortable that you just quit, like that kind of thing. Like, I don't want to fire you, but maybe just give you the opportunity to walk away.
Like, what if they really sat down, Jerry goes, here's your 3-year deal, and Mike goes, cool, good. Would the Cowboys have been happy with it?
I think they knew where he stood, and I think they weren't close on money. I don't think they were going to be close on money at all.
Yeah.
Because, I mean... I think Mike McCarthy wanted to be paid like probably one of the 5 to 10 highest paid coaches in the NFL. I think that's what he went in there asking for. And they were going to do that. But so I think that we'll find out.
We'll find out.
It's not just about figuring out which of these things are true. Which of the, like, we already know certain things. This week, we should probably find out more things that we just don't even have an awareness of that may have gone on during that. Like,
now, these people are going to talk to you with me and RJ eating shrimp cocktail around them?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's just kind of hanging out. Like I said, it's not like a, oh, I've got to meet the court. It's just who you bump into. And if you're out, it's like, oh, hey, how's it going? And just in the course of conversation. Or sometimes it could just be as simple as, oh, you know what was being talked about over here earlier? Like, I mean, you'll start to get an idea of just, oh, okay, well, that's something I need to run down. I remember, we don't cover the Ravens, so it doesn't matter. Some of the stuff I heard about the Lamar Jackson contract negotiations a couple years ago were insane, where I was like, okay, this is secondhand, but if I'm somebody in Baltimore and I hear this being talked about, that at least lets me go, all right, I got to go ask people that I know if this really happened.
One of my favorite recreations in life is people watching, mm-hmm. and one of my favorite people to watch during this is actually going to be Bobby.
Yeah. Because
he's going to be a nervous wreck, keep up his appearances, Mr. Professional out there. He's going to know all these inside sources and info while you and I don't. So we're just going to be able to sit back, relax, and watch Bobby spaz out. It's going
to
be awesome.
It is. He has to lead the way. And we all know what Bobby's like when he leads the way. He starts flailing those arms, speed walking.
We're going to get left on the streets of Indy.
He's going to be walking like the bushwhackers out there.
I know, it's the Conor McGregor thing. It's the whatever belt whackers.
Yeah,
that's the thing. No, I don't know. I think I will be a tense mess probably on Radio Row is where I'm guessing I'll be a little more tense because I'll be probably on the phone trying to coordinate getting people over there and different things like that.
Will you drink at dinner?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, like Indy, it is social drinking week. Okay. And so, no, I absolutely will. And
are you going to slam shots like you normally do?
I've been pretty lit up in Indianapolis at 1 a.m. before. Okay. And so, but like it does have this odd feeling that they've been in meetings all day, everybody across the league that you know.
They're looking to get out of class and break out.
It's like the factory worker who gets out. It's like, let's go head to the bar and have some beers. It's just like everybody's just kind of taking a sigh. Like those bars just feel kind of like a collective sigh. And everyone's just like catching up like, hey, how have you been? Haven't seen you in a while. And so it's just a good opportunity to catch up on things and figure out what the thought is on a number of different topics. Number four, hear if there are any realistic rumbles at all about Micah Parsons' future. Most people have shot this down, and Cowboys have shot it down and said, look, no reason it shouldn't get done. Stephen Jones said, I don't see any reason that there's anything out there, paraphrasing, that would cause us not to be able to get our hands around
it. That's not what I just said.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said, Stephen. So I want to hear, did it just go to, like Ian Rappaport reported, hey, just as a doing our due diligence, what do you think we could get for him? All right, let's just move on from that. Let's sign him. Or do they ask anybody? Do they have some Rob Pelinka coffee shop meeting about Mike? Did they ever do anything like that? Chances are probably not, but we will hear about the sort of things that maybe they have a concern with, maybe that Micah's side is concerned with in terms of what they would want to commit to here. Because we always hear that about what Lamb, his holdup was, what Dak's holdup was on their side. I'm sure Mike is going to have his. And we'll also find out, is Micah really about, let's hand back $10 million. I don't need to be the highest paid. I think we're going to come out of this week and find out, oh, no, Micah wants every bit of the top market money. And so I think that's going to be something that we'll find out here. And then number five, this is always, I think, the most valuable thing you find out while you're out there. Find out what positions they're prioritizing. And if those priorities would then indicate a potential trade up or trade down. So when you start hearing about, man, we really could use a defensive tackle, we could really use that, and you start hearing them list off the things that they need, and then you think about how the draft sets up and the quality of the draft, and it's like, well, you need four positions that only go three rounds deep. So that's a decent bet that you may back up and then try to pick up an extra third. Or maybe you go, man, we need this really bad. Well, that guy's not getting out of the top 10. You may be looking at trading up then to go get them. And so even short of specific players they might not like or they might like, it's a good opportunity to go, where do they feel they're really deficient? And then you can start narrowing down things really fast and get a better idea of who you need to focus on and what you need to gather.
Bobby Belt with a combine preview. It is all brought to you by Rhino Shield Ceramic Coating. Never paint your house again. And by Best Buy Windows and Siding.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections. But you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.